This program is made possible by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining our podcast today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. One thing that we must remember when we meet an addict who perhaps has an addiction to which we cannot relate, whether that's a chemical addiction that can be significant, such as heroin or methamphetamines, or a behavioral addiction that we don't quite understand, such as compulsively washing your hands or viewing pornography. We must meet the addict on the same plane that we can meet every single other human on this planet. In Romans 3 at verse 23, the Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. If that was all there was to the story, there wouldn't be much to the Bible. Thankfully, another passage, Romans 6:23, is very comforting for those of us that know we have sinned. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We meet these addicts and other people to which we may not quite understand, we may not quite be able to relate, on the same plane. We're all human, and all of us have sinned. And when you put it in that light, it's really no longer a matter of who's better than whom, of who's worse than whom. Now it's a matter of how can I get past my sin? And the only way to do that is to look to the Word of God and trust in His gift of amazing grace. You see, the addict has simply made poor decisions. You and I, who may not be addicted to anything, can relate to making poor decisions. And all that means is that all have sinned. And thankfully, there is a spiritual hope for the addict. In 1 John 1 at verse 7, the Bible says, "If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." As that passage teaches us, it's possible to get past whatever challenges, problems, addictions, sin that might be in our lives, and to attempt to live right. And that when we do attempt to live right, when we are trying to walk in the light as He is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ continually cleanses us. The King James says, cleanseth, that's the ETH, referring to a continual action, cleanses us from all sin. That's, of course, in conjunction with another biblical principle, the principle of confession. James 5 at verse 16 says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Certainly, confession can be good for the soul. We can tell other people about the struggles that we have, the challenges we have, the relapses that we may have engaged in, whether it's behavioral or chemical, and it says that they can pray for us, that we can pray for them, and the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. You see, addiction is about captivity, and the truth is all of us, every single human that has ever walked this earth, that's lived past the age of accountability, understands the captivity of sin. But through Jesus Christ, the captive can indeed be set free. Certainly, I hope this will help us to help others to understand the need for spiritual hope and healing. Thank you for listening to the podcast. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.